What happened? We got disconnected.
Yes, I'm so sorry about that, but thank you very much for picking up again. Now we were in the question if the law has affected your or has impacted your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. Do you need the statement or the law that I read to you before we disconnected?
Not at all.
Okay, thank you. And the last one for this section is, in a proclamation of granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses and of simple use or simple marijuana possession, I'm sorry, and urged governors to do the same. Does that has impacted your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much or not at all?
It affected my life. Not as much.
Okay, thank you very much. And we're almost done. But before that, I'm going to read you some reasons Black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that it is an extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and a zero means that it is not at all a convincing reason to vote in November. You can select any number from 0 to 10. The first statement is, Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. We will continue to move forward or will we go backwards? Will we fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians who want to destroy us or destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it's up to us to decide our future. So how would you rate this statement?
10.
Thank you. And the next one is, President Biden's administration has accomplished a lot, but those policies aren't well known because our Republican-controlled state government blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help our communities. Medicaid expansion is a clear example of the Georgia legislature leaving many in need of health care uninsured while hospitals continue to close in our communities. It is time for us to understand the real reason Georgians are not seeing the impact of President Biden's policies. How would you rate that one?
Five.
Thank you very much. And sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It is okay if you did or if you did not, but I'd like to ask you once again. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? Once again, we're working with a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you feel means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make changes on issues that matter to you.
10.
Thank you very much. Once again, we know it's a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5, 2024 general elections for president, Congress, and other states and other state and local offices? Once again, on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you will definitely not vote, 5 means there is a 50-50 chance, and 10 means that you will definitely vote in 2024.
10.
Thank you. And would you say you care a great deal, a little bit, not that much, or don't care at all who is elected president in 2024? Hello? Did we disconnect again? Hello? Hello? We're almost done with the survey. I cannot hear you. No. I'll call you back then.